It was just running to the ball like we do every day at practice. You know, we got our hands on a lot of balls this week and in practice, and it kind of correlated in the game. So I credit that to our preparation this week in practice.
The second straight week, you guys put together a pretty consistent, strong defensive performance. Do you feel like this unit's trending in the right direction, like a slower start?
We just want to continue to get better at the little things, the details. Coach Caldwell is very big on that. So we're just trying to continue to get better at the little things each and every day and just try to come out here and just not only play hard and fast, but also play smart.
How do you guys basically sort of accept that every game is basically just going to be nipping tough to the end and you may go into every fourth quarter trailing? That doesn't matter as long as
we just got to fight for 60 minutes. You know, this game is hard. Wins don't come easy. That is a very talented team. They have a lot of weapons. So coming off the bye week, we understand that they're going to come in here and give us their best punch. Like I said, they got a lot of weapons. And we accept the challenge, and we just want to go out there and continue to improve on the little things and fight for 60 minutes.
When you play against a quarterback and a team really that has been turned on this year, how does that change the defensive mindset or change how you do it?
Well, I think it's the same every week. You know, you want to take advantage of those opportunities when they come to you. You don't want to do anything outside of the scheme. We want to play within the scheme and just make the plays that come to you. So, you know, our biggest thing is obviously creating turnovers, you know, get the ball back to our offense and have them score and run down there and score. So it's very important to get turnovers. It changes the game.
With the offense struggling uncharacteristically, perhaps, do you feel like this is the day the defense had to step up even more and maybe score?
Well, like I said, you know, they got a lot of talent on that team. Excuse me. And they got a lot of young guys that can play some football over there. So we kind of as a defense understood that, you know, this is probably the game where it's going to be our defense against theirs, and that's what you kind of saw today. Like I said, we fought for 60 minutes, and then we was able to get the win.
Was that your first touchdown?
Yes. Yes.
What does that mean? You don't get many opportunities. Obviously, defensive player, what was going through your mind when you got to the end zone? You get the ball.
Well, I wasn't even, you know, thinking about the ball until, you know, afterwards. You know, my biggest thing at first was just, you know, catching it. And, you know, I think I pride myself on having pretty good return skills. And, you know, every time I touch the ball, whether it's in practice or in a game, I want to try to score. So that's what you just saw. A lot of guys, you know, had body on bodies and we had some blocks. And it made it easy for me.
When was the last time you scored college high school?
I actually scored probably my second year in the league, but it was called back. But if you don't want to count that, it's definitely been college. But you know, going back to my running back days, had a nice little back juke on the return. But all jokes aside, I'm proud of my teammates. We did a good job of creating turnovers. We had three, and that was able to get us the win.
I was just going to ask about the returns because you're running back. How that you
weave
through a little bit of traffic there. Why not
easier to return more? Yeah. Like I said, man, it's just kind of going back to my running back days. It's just kind of natural for me. You know, like I said, our guys were bodies on bodies and getting blocks, and I saw a lot of blue on the sideline, and just once I got the ball, I just saw clear daylight, and all I got to do is just stay on my feet, and, you know, that's what you kind of saw.
Third down defense was also big in this game, even, you know, one of the more critical third down stops. What goes through your mind when a guy catches the ball on the flat there, and you know it's just you and daylight behind you?
Yeah, just got to get him down. However you can get him down. Like you saw there on that play, you know, I just kind of got his shoestrings on a tackle, and then we was able to get off the field, which was big. So you just got to get them down as any way you can, and that's what you saw on that play there.
Successful teams find different ways to win. The offense only gets one touchdown today, but you get a special teams touchdown, defensive touchdown. How much confidence does that build in the locker room when you keep finding different ways to win every game?
I think it's a confidence booster. You know, we had a touchdown on special teams. We had a touchdown on defense. And, you know, those three phases of the game, you know, when one's not playing as well as they could be, you know, the other two have to compensate and pick it up. And that's kind of what you saw today out there on the field. So we understand it's not going to be pretty all the time. But the good thing is that, you know, we haven't played our best ball yet, and we're still winning games. So I'm excited to see what it'll look like if we can, you know, get all phases of the game clicking on all cylinders at the same time. So, you know, that's a plus, and that's what we're hoping to get to.
One more?
Is the confidence of your entire unit going up right now? Would you say it's trending up?
Well, absolutely. Anytime you can get a win in this league, I think your confidence should arise. You know, we've been finding ways to win games week in and week out. We've been winning the close games. I think it brings you together, you know, as a team. We trust each other. We know that we've been in those tough situations, and we have the ultimate confidence in the guy beside us. And, you know, we just want to keep that going. And then, like I said, if, once we can get all three phases playing, you know, at a high level at the same time, that's going to be good to see.